It's time to felk it. Strap in, sit tight and hold for a spectacular ride. Our wonderful sponsors are not responsible for anything that may slip out of their mouths. Please do not hold them accountable. Here's Kari and Alicia.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Kari.
Hi, Alicia.
Female Encounters of a Lifetime. We're back, baby.
Yeah. At a remote location.
Back again for the... I don't know how many we're at. It's a good question.
I don't know.
The echo in here is crazy, so we'll see how this goes.
Oh, there is an echo? Okay,
a little bit.
What
do we do about that?
Nothing.
We just ride it out. We're coming to you from a remote location again, which is so very far away from my house that I was actually late today, so you're welcome.
I know. It felt so good it wasn't me this time.
Yeah. We also have a guest today.
A very special guest.
Very special guest. Go ahead and introduce your guest today, Kari.
This is Shauna. I love Shauna. She's a wonderful person, and I can't really survive without her, to be quite honest. I mean, you know you're my right hand. Come on, man. She's the manager of the poop group. She does all the scheduling and billing and all the things that I don't have the attention span to do.
I put up with everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She puts up with my shit.
Well, good. I'm glad someone does.
A lot of shit.
we're in a shitty position, really.
I'm glad you do. Yeah. I've heard a lot about it. I've heard a lot about you. How'd you get into this shitty position?
Well, she was friends with one of my employees. And so we kind of met through that. And then the previous manager moved. Where'd she go? Arizona? She moved far, far away.
Is she a witness protection?
She probably should be. Oh. I'm just kidding. Just kidding, Jameis. she's also a great homie. But so the position was open, and she was like, well, I know this person. And that was just a thing of a friend knows a friend.
Cool.
And how long have we been together? Like, she hasn't run away yet.
Three years so far, I believe.
Yeah. 3 years. I've only known Kari for one, so.
It's our anniversary month.
It is. Oh. It's actually today.
Is it really?
Yeah. Thanks.
Oh my God, what'd you get me?
I didn't get you anything.
Okay, I didn't get your shit.
I feel like I must say congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a whole year.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yep.
We met like 2 days before Halloween, didn't we? Oh, well.
No.
I can't do math, but.
No, you came over to my house to help me decorate.
And that's when I saw your crap and just started scooping it.
Correct, which I don't know if you've ever had anyone come over to your house and just start scooping up your crap. Your dog crap outside, of course. It's interesting.
I think only if Kari were there.
Yeah, Carrie's a one-of-a-kind type of lady.
I think that's one of the first things she does is looks at a person's yard
to
see if you have poop.
Well, and I watch my neighbor across the street, and he scoops regularly, and I tell him all the time you don't have to do that. But his technique is terrible.
Said that we are on the street, and you have a neighbor. It's hypothetical.
Oh, that's right. That's right. In our remote location.
Right,
not
exactly.
Close. But I watch other people scoop. And they're doing it wrong, and it's painful to watch.
You're such a judger, dude.
I am. I judge other people's techniques.
It's probably a really good idea or thing that you don't go with the other scoopers.
Right. Well, I've tried to train them, but there's a certain way to turn the tools and everything like that, and I...
Would you consider yourself a Jedi turd herder?
Absolutely.
Okay.
She's very anal.
I am. Yeah. Well, I watch how long it takes other people, and I feel like half the time I don't even have to stop walking. To get a pile. I can just walk and scoop. That's like...
You can't even walk and drink.
I know. I can't. Can you? Can you, Shauna? Yeah, can you walk
you
and drink?
You can picture her walking and drinking and scooping.
Oh, God,
no.
Like, if I'm walking down the street with coffee, water, cerveza, I have to stop and take a drink and then carry on walking. I cannot walk
here.
And take a drink.
I couldn't do it. I don't even know if I should walk with any sort of a drink in my hand.
Yeah, it's I can't do it at the same time.
No.
Can you?
I don't... Well, yeah. I can't remember looking back at a time when I couldn't. So I've never been like, hold on, I gotta stop.
I know it's weird. Like if I'm at a festival with someone or walking around drinking, I have to stop, drink, and take a sip and carry on.
Would definitely be the same way. Yeah, or it would be take a drink, trip, fall,
well,
and
good.
Then buy Still a new drink yeah. in a tiny cup for $7.
I'm glad you two found each other then.
Yeah, so that's good one to know when you're not the only person that can't do odd things.
Yeah, well, good for you guys.
Like I can't roller skate.
I can't.
Oh, I can roller skate.
I mean,
well, probably not now.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I was a teenager,
that's all I used to do every weekend.
I can't do it.
And a rollerblade?
You went every weekend? Did you go to the one out here?
The
The one on Main or the one on
Bloomfield Highway? Escapeway.
USA?
Yeah, that one.
What was the other one? It was like,
oh, that one was on Main.
That's a beautiful mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, who knew that was going to turn into that? Like,
it's been a few things. I think it was,
I think it was an asbestos factory at some point.
Well, that's great. Good times. So, okay, I can't roller skate, so I would hang onto the wall like the chicken shit that I am. Okay, let's just go ahead and clear up that I have zero coordination, zero athletic ability, common sense, and sense of time. But, so I would hang on the wall, and do you guys remember Snowball?
Yes.
Well, you, like, the boys on one side and the girls on the other side, and somebody had to skate around, or cross and pick a girl, and then...
Oh, yes, okay. I do remember that, yeah.
Okay, so not only can I not skate, but then this guy's coming to me, and I'm like, oh, God, he's going to pick me, and I can't skate. So every time a guy was coming near me, I would shove my finger so far up my nose that he would not...
I said nose.
Oh.
So bad.
My finger could have gone elsewhere. That he would not want to pick me or hold my hand, because then I'd have to shove...
Funny?
Yeah, well, yeah. Like, no one wants to pick the girl picking her nose, because then he'd want to skate with me and find out I couldn't skate.
Wow. You were willing to give up your reputation like that.
Huh. Like, yeah, I was knuckle deep to get out of that situation.
And see, I probably would have been the type to actually fall to have that knight in shining armor rescue me.
What? Oh, damsel in distress.
Oh, thank you.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just don't remember getting picked very often.
Well, my nose was the only thing that got picked.
They're probably like, she's going to be friends with Carrie later on in life. Don't pick her. You can pick your friends and you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friends' noses.
If you really needed me to, I'd pick your nose.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
maybe
that.
Maybe it's like, I don't know.
Especially with this weather.
And apparently, it would be with multiple fingers.
I would. I mean, what a deal. What a deal.
Helen like, Keller's fingers.
You're better than Wendy's.
There's two for one. There.
Oh, are we talking about Helen again?
Yeah.
Oh,
gosh. Can we talk about Helen?
Every freaking episode almost. Like, sure. Why not? Running theme here.
I will get over the Helen Keller thing. Okay, so here's what happened, Shauna. Shauna wants to hear the story.
Oh, I do.
There's a clip of...
Correction, there's a whole TikTok rabbit hole about Helen Keller. Go ahead.
Okay. So she talks to Ann Sullivan with, you know, I almost said texting, criminy, signing in her hand. But in the video, you see this woman's fingers do some magic. And,
Woo-wee! Oh, it was pretty fun.
Yeah, or enticing to some. Well, it's like that one time I watched a fiddler play, and now I have a fiddler in the spank bank because, or on the bucket list.
Why a fiddler?
Well, he had stamina. He was at a concert. He kept going for 3 hours. That's one.
Wow.
But no, his finger action was amazing.
I think I'm getting a violinist and a fiddler mixed up.
Well, yeah, because I don't know. He did it like, aren't fiddlers... Faster, so fast fiddler. I don't know.
Wow.
But him and Helen Keller have some amazing finger skills.
I guess I would think of, I don't know the difference. I thought a
fiddler uses the same bow, correct?
Yeah, but I think it's shaped differently. It makes a different sound. I don't know.
I have no idea.
But why is that enticing sexually to you?
The fiddler's fingers. Kind of like you watching Helen Keller's fingers.
It wasn't Helen. It was her companion. Hello.
It's like watching someone pick up a marble for 30 minutes. Like, I don't, you know, they're very good with their digits.
Yeah.
Well. I can think of The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Oh, there you go.
When I hear Fiddler.
Yeah.
Or Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, that's terrible.
Okay.
Fiddler on the Roof is terrible?
I never got into it.
Well, I'm scared of heights, so I get it.
Well, if it was the right fiddler, I'm scared I'd stoop, but if it was the right fiddler, I'd climb that ladder. Woo!
Excuse me. That's your new pickup line at the bar or what? Excuse me, do you fiddle?
No. Let me see your hands.
Do you remember that popcorn back in the day? It was called Fiddle Faddle.
My mom
used to love that. Or like Screaming Yellow Zonkers. Remember those?
Well, wasn't Fiddle Faddle the same as the thing in the red and white box with the stupid toy?
Jacks?
No, that was...
Cracker Jacks?
Yeah.
Oh, do they still make that? So what's the difference with Fiddle Faddle?
I don't know. I don't work for either of those companies, nor do I like popcorn. So I was just saying, do you remember?
Okay, what's the difference between popcorn and kettle corn?
Sugar.
Yeah, sweet and salty is kettle
sugar.
Corn.
Wouldn't that be the same as the Jack thing and the Fiddle Jacks?
No, that's more like a corn.
Sean, are you from here?
Oh, she was being shut up about popcorn. She just popcorn.
Not originally.
Okay, where are you from?
I was born in Iowa.
Okay.
I'm moved here from Kansas, but I've lived here for 31 years, so, you know, good enough.
Good enough. What brought you this way?
How long have you been here?
My whole life.
Okay, do you remember Buds?
Yes, I won a $50 gift certificate from Buds when I was 8.
My dad opened that store. We moved here to open that
store.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
Buds was the original Walmart.
It was like the Walmart reject.
Yeah. It was like the scratch and dent Walmart. Yeah.
Like a five and dime?
No, well,
I mean, it was a branch of Walmart. It was, yeah, you know, it was Walmart Returns and Walmart, yeah, defective toys. And
and I won a $50. Maybe it was $100. The world may never know. I won a gift certificate.
I never even knew about that. I was born here.
Well, you need to get out more when you were that age, I guess. You would have been, what? Oh, it was your teenage years. You were busy.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're only a couple years older than me, and I was, I think, 12 when we moved here, so...
Yeah, you were out.
It was right next to where...
I was making really good choices in the hills.
It's where Hobby Lobby is now.
Yeah, you were doing your own scratch and dent. You were fine. Okay, cool. That's very neat.
So do you like it? Have you left? I mean, would you leave? Do you want to leave?
Yeah.
You're talking to the boss lady here. You can't leave, but go ahead and answer honestly.
But, you know, I think I could probably do this remote if I did.
Yeah.
True. Know, this is true.
Yeah. So, yes. If you could move anywhere, where would you go?
Anywhere would be Seattle.
Oh,
sure.
Okay.
I love that city.
I've never been.
Where I'm going to probably end up is Las Cruces.
Oh.
None too happy.
The exact opposite.
You like Cruces?
No, Seattle. Yeah, it's the exact opposite.
Absolutely.
I was in Cruces for too long. It's dirty.
I mean, I've never really spent much of any, no time to shake a stick at in Las Cruces. But.
Well, I don't mind the city. It's just...
Yeah,
I think it's about 1 degree cooler than Phoenix.
Ooh.
Oh, it's hella hot, and it's sandy. Like, I always had sand in my window.
Oh, the sandstorms.
Yes. Yeah. My windowsill is constantly sand.
Do they have,
sand.
Same thing that happens in Phoenix, the haboobs or whatever they're called?
Yeah. What?
The haboob. Am I saying that
anymore?
Right?
I mean, I got caught in one in Albuquerque.
Really?
But this earlier
they're
this
dirt
year,
storms, pretty much.
They're huge.
It's like when you
look, we call those like dirt devils.
No, this
no, but it's
is not
like the
spinning.
Big rolling
this is,
ones.
Yeah, this is on. Like, it looks like a storm, but it's just
well, dirt. It's like a flash flood of dust.
Dirt.
Well, I didn't make good choices with chemicals in college, so if there was one, I probably don't remember it.
Well, they didn't just end. There wasn't, like, the haboobs of the late 90s.
Well, I haven't been
you
down
remember
there.
That? That was crazy. So glad
I haven't been down there in a while.
I'm so glad they're gone. But there's other places.
Do we have haboobs here?
I mean, I've never
yes,
seen one
I've
that
seen
size,
it.
But
no, not that big. But
yeah,
I actually happened to be 2 years ago grilling in my backyard with one of the little hibachi grills, and
she was on a hibachi and she saw a haboob.
Wow! Wow!
And I look, you know, my backyard faces west, and I look out there, and there is a haboob coming right for us, and so I literally picked up my hibachi, ran through the house to the front of the house in my little foyer area, and I grilled.
That's impressive.
On hibachi in a haboob.
Wow, is that the name of the show? Hibachi in a haboob.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that's the name of the show. Bigger question: how the hell did it get that name? Because if it's doing those little rolling circles,
bigger question: she carried a hibachi grill through the house.
That's some dedication to the food, man.
Yeah, that's cool.
That was shrimp, is what that was.
That's shrimp.
Be sandy shrimp if you didn't get away from your bob. Haboobs?
Bob. You're going to start calling
I want to know how it got that name.
Haboob?
Well, because like you think about Elvira. Think
well, yeah, it's a Middle Eastern term.
Oh, I went totally different, didn't I?
What'd you say?
Haboob? Like, I was talking about Elvira. Because you know how she had boobs and she moved them in circles and you said it's like circles moving? Okay, that was...
So you were literally thinking of boobs.
Boobs. Yeah, I was thinking about
shocking.
Elvira, like...
Shocking.
That I guess that goes back to our last show with if you were a man for a day, right? And I said that I would do the helicopter with my male member. And I guess that's the female version of...
The haboob?
A helicopter. I guess, I mean, if you could get Elvira's skills and go, woo, woo, that would be a helicopter. That would be the women's...
I love that your go-to for large... breasts is Elvira. Like, I've never, like, but yeah, I wouldn't go there, but.
I wasn't supposed to watch the show.
Mine would be like Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah, normally it would be me.
Well, now,
because
that's mine too.
Me. I hear about it.
This woman of all bless her heart.
Oh, goodness.
But I wasn't allowed to watch it because it was a horror show and I was little, and they're like, you can't watch it. You're not allowed.
Oh, so she's like,
so I was sneaking to watch it, but it wasn't for the boobs.
Obviously. Obviously, I've asked.
Hibachi
well, bars. Cool. Seattle. Do you know anyone in Seattle?
No.
Have you
and
been?
I've only been once.
Oh, once? And you fell in love.
And it rained the entire time, but that might have been part of why I loved it
yeah,
so
the
much.
Appeal.
I mean, we just don't have enough here to...
I have really bad seasonal depression, which is on its way with, you know...
Oh, yeah, joy.
You should never live there then.
Okay, great. I might visit you then for a couple
or,
days.
Or apparently Hawaii either.
Really?
They get rock fever, and they get very depressed because there's nowhere to go.
Huh. Isn't that called island fever? Like
maybe
the same,
it's island.
Like, I could never be on a cruise. I think I'd freak out.
Yeah, I think I heard it as rock fever, but yeah, I'm sure it could be.
One time I had rock fever, and the only cure was more cowbell. Oh, great.
Really? I don't get it.
Seriously?
Oh, wow.
Oh, God, feel me.
Watch it, please.
Okay, we'll write that on the list of things to do. More cowbell?
No? Christopher Walken?
That's my best Christopher Walken impersonation.
I have no idea what
it actually
about.
Was a very good
thank
impression.
You, I appreciate
yes.
that.
I
okay. appreciate that.
More cowbell. I'm writing it down.
He has a fever.
The fever.
And the only cure
is
more cowbell.
More cowbell.
And it's a band. They're playing. What are they playing?
I can't
remember
records.
What they were playing. But it was the only
difference.
And he was playing.
Yeah,
the
he was getting
cowbell.
Yeah, I can't believe you've never seen that. To anyone out there that's never seen More Cowbell on Saturday Night Live, please do yourself a favor.
Oh,
watch
please,
it.
Yes.
Yeah,
I got nothing here.
Okay. It was probably in your days of not knowing.
Or just watching Elvira's tits.
Or, yeah, you were in a trance. Okay, cool.
Well, I think my brothers are more intrigued by that.
Which is surprising. At what point did you stop watching Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, because you're... We quoted
maybe,
a lot.
Yeah, we do. I don't know. I quote it all the time. Deep thoughts. But...
Right?
I think I should start that. I have no idea what you guys are talking about, though.
At all.
Wow.
Okay. Not a clue.
All right.
And when that one guy... Oh, our producer, Dave, compared us to whatever their faces are. I was like, they sound familiar, and I had to go back and look it up. What were we compared to?
Oh, I don't remember. That's gone forever. I made room for a different memory, and that's gone. I don't know.
It was the boobs?
It was, well, no, that's in the, that's
bank.
Stone. Yeah, that's tablet.
Memory.
Oh. No, yeah, I don't remember. Oh, Rhoda and someone else. Jane Curtin.
They have really curly hair.
I actually remember. I just told you. Jane Curtin.
That's not it.
Okay, bet. Okay, bet.
Bet? What are we betting?
That I'm right. And there's nothing to it.
Okay, because we're
right.
Both broke.
speak for yourself.
Speaking of all of our goals, how's the P90X going, Alicia?
We haven't started it. Every day we think about it, which is really fun.
Do you work out, Shana?
Every day.
Yeah,
what
we
do you
gotta
do?
Be better,
oh,
dude.
Don't you walk or do some shit like that?
I either walk or I go to the pool or I
she's
do my
moving.
Bike.
She's
that's
moving.
That's how I lost 50 pounds.
Good for you.
Yeah, I really worked at it.
I forgot.
And kind of rude for you.
Why was it rude to me? Wait, why was it rude? Why?
But I'm not one of those that you can look at and think, oh, she works out every day.
No, you yeah. told me you did, but you were also talking about something. Points. Was it you? Hold on.
Okay.
I don't know who I was talking
Weight
about.
Watchers.
Yes. Was it you?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. We did. I've never.
Is that what it's
I'm
called?
I'm still doing it.
Okay.
I've never tried that. My mom tried
it
a long
amazing.
Time ago. Is it?
It really is. If you're willing to stick with it.
Right.
I do have my days where I slack off and I really shouldn't.
But, well, I could find some accountability in the number system for sure. Because my mom used to count calories and that worked really well for her. But
I do that. And then I also do this app called The Conqueror. And you pick a place that you know that they offer. Like right now, I'm doing Route 66, and I'm walking the entire Route 66 virtually.
Oh, right.
And then every day when I'm done, I go on Google Maps and through the app, and I get to see where I walked.
Oh, that's
for
cool.
That day, and yeah, it's just amazing.
Sounds like it keep you interested.
It does. It very much does. I'm also doing one in Mexico, so you know.
Oh,
wow!
Different ones. You know, I'm going to be doing one next month in New York. And,
yeah. How far is, the distance we're talking here?
For that one, Route 66 is 2,280 miles. So it's going to take me
you got your
until
kicks.
Next year to get it done.
So you say route. Do you say route or route?
Either way. I don't know. Depends on my mood.
I was just curious.
And I think that might be more of a Midwestern
thing. It is, yeah. That's what I was saying. Oh, speaking of Midwestern things, we're getting a Whataburger. Not to talk about dieting and then burgers, but...
That.
They're putting it where Bernardoni's was.
Oh.
Yeah. So
they're really good.
I've only had the one in Bernalillo, and I only stop there when I'm really hungover. So be interesting to actually have one when I'm not.
I want a Jack in the Box.
They have a patty melt that's really good there.
Patty melt. I love Jack in the Box. I only get the sourdough Jack.
I was going to say sourdough Jack, plain curly fries. We do not negotiate.
Oh. My dad would get the tacos from there. He was a big fan.
I didn't know they had tacos.
They're very greasy.
And that was my hungover place to go. In the where's your hangover place? Even though you don't drink now, but back in the day.
It was probably What's Cooking.
What's that?
That one was downtown. There was, the Kettle.
Kettle. I was going to say that? The Kettle's now a pizza place, isn't it?
No, that's Pizza 9.
Yeah.
The Kettle.
Yeah, that was across from where Denny's is now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And actually, what was there? Was it Denny's?
Yeah, they built it. The building didn't even exist because it was a dirt lot.
There was a different Denny's there.
We used to do donuts in it, illegal things. But
at Village Inn. I mean, we used to go to Village Inn quite a bit.
Yeah, because that's when we used to call ourselves the VIPs, the Village Inn posse.
Oh, that's cool.
And we'd go there and
drink coffee.
Yeah, get a 99-cent cup of coffee and be there for hours.
I bet they loved it.
Yeah, it was a peach.
I think maybe What's Cooking was where Mikasa is now.
Oh, okay.
That used to be a cafe.
Oh, I think you're right. By an old Sears. God, we are just aging ourselves here.
Oh, no
Sears was down there?
Yeah.
Wow, you are.
I am a pretty woman.
I didn't know that. That was before me.
Let's not get carried away.
I am old, yes.
Let's not do that. What was your very first job, Shauna?
Do you remember Sunset Pizza?
No. Oh, maybe I do.
That was over...
is it where... No.
I think there's a taco place. There's a hairdressing place. I just said hairdressing.
I guess not.
In the Hobby Lobby.
I'm assuming that was your first job, or you just wanted to talk about it for no reason.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Followed by Shoney's, if you remember.
Shoney's?
That.
I loved strawberry pie. Hello.
Yes, absolutely.
No one remembers Shoney's.
And I got laid off from that job.
Was that by the Denny's?
No, that's where IMART is right now.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Got turned into
and
a
actually,
plus.
There was hardly anything else except for Disneyland right there.
Yep.
And even my boss would walk me to my car at night, after we got off late, and he'd always tell me that there's somebody that might introduce me to the bush out there.
Whoa.
That's a terrible
How come no one warned me about that? I'm pissed. Should have worked at Shoney's. Would have changed my life.
I don't want to do anything with anybody's bush or anything in a bush.
Right.
No one does.
I'm an anti-busher. And that's not a political
Whoa.
Thing.
Whoa. I'm like, yeah.
It's not a political thing,
Well,
folks.
I actually took it as an actual bush.
it is.
It introduced me too.
It is an actual bush.
Yeah.
And then,
okay. Well, hold up. I just got lost.
No,
I took
didn't.
It as an actual bush too. Like, someone's going to put you in the bush and touch your parts.
Maybe you took it as... introduced me to someone else's bush.
Oh, no, I thought he was referring like someone's going to put you in a bush and touch your private.
I thought you were saying that you voted for Ross Perot instead. So that's
We are going down memory lane today. We went from high boobs or low boobs to...
I don't think either of us would have been old enough to ever
vote for Ross Perot. I do remember when Tan Quell showed up, though. That was a hoot.
Oh, that was funny.
Here?
Yeah.
At Saturday Night Live is when they...
was that when he was throwing waffles?
Yeah, they'd have him on the... Bush's knee. He's a little boy.
Yeah.
Wow. All the things I can say here. Yeah.
Wow.
This is why I'm not on the radio, folks. But
and then they must have built Johnny Carino's shortly after that, because then they plowed Disneyland.
Oh, I miss
that place. Oh, it was so good. I miss it. R.I.P.
I even miss the Greek place that went in there afterwards.
I know.
I did like that place. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure a lot of pyromaniacs did also. But
Whoopa! Yeah. We could do that. Is that what you want for your birthday? I'll learn how to do it.
You're gonna. Okay. Yeah.
I'll be Greek for you. Okay.
She's gonna do the flame thingy out of her mouth. Is
that what you want?
Son of a bitch, I'm in.
Okay. Cool. Local woman suffers third degree burns on 90% of her body. Whoop!
I want you to light all 46 of my candles.
Oh wow!
So not only are you gonna do it, but you have to have aim.
And not 46 of her plants.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you don't spend your entire day watering plants.
Yeah.
It's kind of a nighttime thing. I like to turn on my music and then I just put her around and kind of trim and water.
You have like 97 plants though. How do you even keep up? I can't keep up with four.
Well, I remember I have how many? Six hanging above my bed and one on my... Like I have plants just
about
everywhere.
The answer to my question was, but I have more. How do you do it?
And how do you not get water all over your bed watering them?
I take them down. I water them. They're on chamber three.
No wonder you hurt your freaking hip.
And then I put them back up when they drain a little bit.
That just seems like that's so a lot of work.
It's the ambiance. It's nice.
Okay.
Oh, well, I think it's beautiful. I do.
You're like the real poison ivy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So when, you know, I'm now like the cat lady, she's the plant lady.
Now, what are you, lady?
I'm the lady's lady.
Go birds. We have a lot of bird crap.
I do.
That's a football team.
Bird crap.
I know football memorabilia.
I know a place that can actually scoop that for you.
The bird crap?
Right?
It's called the Dallas Cowboys fan, and they can F off.
Wow.
Okay, so that's where we need to take our poop.
Yeah.
Oh, we scoop my dad. He's a Cowboys fan.
Oh, well, that's all right. We all can't be perfect. Quite all right.
And what was your first job? The yogurt place?
No, it was Western Warehouse. Oh, no, I take that back. It was McDonald's. I was 15. I worked there for 2 weeks, faked a broken arm, and quit.
I think everyone screws up their first job. Like, how many employees that we've had that have been all go-getters for about five days?
I didn't. I only started working there because my friend wanted to work there because she bounced a check, like one of her mom's checks, and she was in a lot of trouble, so she had to cover it. She's like, come work with me. It'll only be for a little bit. I'm like, okay. Like, social anxiety up to here. I worked there for 2 weeks, and it was fine. But then my next job was Western Warehouse, and that was fun.
I thought you said your first job was Western Warehouse.
No, and I said McDonald's.
Oh, that's right, all right. Okay. I'm fine. Man, friends talk you into some dumb shit. Like, this one's getting ready to blow flames for my birthday.
They do talk me into some dumb shit. You're right. But I fixed my phone today. That's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah, she broke her phone the other day. That was a situation.
The other day was yesterday. I climbed through a... I'm roaming at your house. How is that?
So
I told you we're in the middle of nowhere. Anyway, yes, she is alone. Just kidding, she's not alone. We're in the middle of nowhere. Sorry.
Wow.
Not alone.
I'm gonna end up in a bush. Only in my own house.
Or one of your plants. Yeah.
Well, the bushes are in here.
The bushes have.
I know where you guys live. I'm gonna go to your houses.
Anyway, a friend, their house was locked, and I was trying to get in it for them to feed their dog. And I tried to go through the window, and I must have hit the window seal correct, and it just cracked my phone, and the whole thing just went lines and weird and was trying to call 911.
I tried to help you, and I called 911.
Yeah.
Like, it was a situation.
That's not the kind of help I needed, but thank you for your efforts. Anyway, I had gotten a screen from Amazon for, like, I don't know, $50, and I successfully did it today.
You actually changed
it? I did it.
All by yourself?
I actually changed it out all by myself.
Wow.
Everything works, and...
No, I could see myself ending up.
It's very hard.
I'm struggling with a light bulb in the entryway.
Oh.
Well, because the kids broke it. So it's broken, but inside's the little metal piece with a little thingy sticking out. And I'm just like, my hair's already curly. I don't know if I want to take this on.
Do you know where your breaker box is?
Breaker 19. Yeah, it's over there.
Is it?
Because I blow them all the time. I don't know.
Like entryway? I'll try to fix it for you.
She's gonna risk getting an electric amp.
It'll actually really help with my oppa. Yeah.
Is that okay? Let's talk about that for a second. Would you think that's something stupid? Like, if you were to try and get that little, the base of a light bulb out? Like, obviously you don't want it. I mean, metal. How are you gonna pull that out? It's screwed in there. All the glass is out.
Oh, I'm gonna Google it first.
Okay, because I'm like, that's stupid shit. Like, what's the stupidest thing you guys have ever done, Shauna? What is the stupidest thing? And everyone, you cannot say your marriages. Okay, go, Shauna.
Well,
I just took
that was
I
it.
Took it off
I mean,
the table.
Three, no less.
Three. Well,
she's beating you.
She is beating me.
I know.
Well,
and you're zero.
What?
You're zero marriages?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, the night's still young.
Can I suggest you keep it that way?
But I have more kids. I'd like to experience one.
Because I promise you that divorce is not fun.
I would be willing to try marriage once and divorce zero, but...
She'll move.
I'll move. I'll do it.
Oh, or are you just kill them
just,
before you would divorce them?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, because Earl had to die. Yeah. Actually, parting words. This episode went really fast.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Are you done?
Yeah. What would you like to leave?
We're talking about haboobs, and I'm going to find out what that means in whatever language it is. Oh, I have somebody I could call about that.
So we'll get back to you on that.
We need to have, like, you know,
we'll
like
get back to you on that.
Okay, she wants me to shut up. Okay.
Maybe can we start look ahead of time and try never to hibachi during a haboob.
That's really good advice. I'm gonna have to second
well,
that.
Well, I don't even know what a haboob is, so I just stand there all, what the hell's going on here? Well, my shrimp got dirty.
Just don't hibachi, huh? How about that?
Just don't hibachi.
Okay, no.
Don't hibachi. I'm going to leave everyone with...
How much we love Shauna.
Love everyone. Thank you for being here. We really enjoyed it.
Did you
really
have fun?
That was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Really fast. Really, really, really fast.
All done for this week. They shall return in a week. Your input is appreciated. Email us at interwestconcepts.com. All feedback is greatly appreciated, good or not so good. This program is the sole property of Interwest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any or all of the programming, contact us at interwestconcepts.com. And we mean it too, damn it. Until next time.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.